These were detained. New York Congressman Jerry Nadler says all had valid visas and were aboard flights when the executive order was signed. More now from Kenneth Craig at Kennedy Airport.
And as you can see, opponents quickly organized here at JFK Airport in New York. Protests erupted as federal authorities scrambled to figure out how to enforce the ban.
Supporters at JFK cheered as one of the two men detained overnight was released.
God bless you all. God bless those people.
Iraqi Hamid Khalid Darwish has a special immigrant visa thanks to his work for the U.S. government.
I support the U.S. government from the other side of the world. But when I came here, they said no. And they treat me as I break the rules or do something wrong.
On Friday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order that puts a four-month hold on all refugees settling in the U.S., a 90-day ban for visitors from seven Muslim-majority nations, and a block on all Syrian refugees indefinitely.
We're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.